Yesterday I had the pleasure of Miss Coban and her group. But she's considered impregnable, in as much as it is to human eyes inaccessible. The chapel was a neat little edifice of stone. On attaining the height of the hill, we observed the faint light of the moon. A number of tents ranged in an open field, and these young cadets were lodging. In the afternoon, the minister read a chapter from the Bible of his own selection.
Then three verses to comment upon them, making a discourse in a wholly conversational manner for about an hour or more. A hymn was then sung by people keeping their seats. I later learned this was a Dutch Reformed church at 8. I boarded the Ohio steamer at West Point. Man's artificial work sometimes intervenes in paltry significance, detracting from the wildly converse significance, detracting from the wildness of the scenery, and having little comeliness in itself. In many creeks and indentures with the various beautiful windings, partly umbraged by black woods, untried beauties, marshes, ash trees, verdure soul. My cadet was accidentally shot by one of the cannons. This had not an external appearance much, either an extent or stateliness to attract time. I was conveyed out of the town by two horses to the distance of about a mile. The new town seemed clean and decent, the streets being wide and well paved. The entrance, however, is disgraced by a particularly shabby and insecure bridge of wood. Many of the beams, or rather planks, were not fastened down. At 6:30 of the next morning, I put myself in one of the rail cars for Utica. I remember the young preacher. His discourse was an attempt at eloquence to describe the last great day and a faithful exhortation for the edifying of his congregation. There are rooms and sharpers, I guess I am becoming one of them here. As well as then, I recall the church interior arranged much in the same manner, with the exception of the reading desk. There being no pulpit, was erected quite at the end of the middle aisle against the wall. The hymn was to be sung by the community, one man being appointed to raise the tune. I don't recollect it now. At 11, we dropped anchor in quarantine ground. Her complaint was met by troublesome annoyance on an open wharf, and the procuring of a dray without gratification. All design I should conclude from meanness. We lost nothing, however, in a considerable way. Thermometer went last night at 30, we know, but in the course of the night rose till this morning and stands at 40-0. Every man may carry his gun and shoot when he pleases. Equatorial gales and frosts were frequent before it lay in the country. 2 inches deep in the afternoon, I quitted the town on the steamboat Traveler, the most renowned conveyor for speed if any on the lake. My obligations are disadvantages to leisure. From a lengthened delay at Carthage, I didn't make Rochester till 3:15, performed by horses along a circuitous route. And the dead men in all these last days calculated numbering 6. I am a very real and biblic. I am a very wheel of biblic.